Hello, I'm Joe Pursh, and this is a transforming moment. His name, as found in the Greek New Testament, was Theophilus. He's mentioned twice in the Bible, once in the opening verses of the Gospel of Luke, and again in the inaugural verses of the Acts of the Apostles. His name means loving friend of God, Theophilus. To this day, Bible scholars are divided over whether he was an actual person or an invented one, a literary device, an imaginary person that Luke designed to represent every person for whom he wrote his gospel or the book of Acts. Well, we may not know who Theophilus was, but we all ought to want to be who he was, loving friends of God. You see, people like that are the ones who get the most out of the scriptures. Luke literally wrote his gospel for God-loving hearts. Having such a heart is the first requirement for the Bible to deeply mark your life. So let me ask you, has Bible reading been a bit dry for you lately? Well, how's the love level in your heart for God? I'm Joe Pursh, and this has been A Transforming Moment.